Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Day number 36 of the government shutdown, and just happen to have Congresswoman Kat Kamik on the line. Let's ask her about that. Congresswoman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Greetings from our nation's capital up here in chilly Washington, D.C.
Well, it is always a pleasure. I'm sure you have little to say about it, a person with very little opinions to share. But I guess in a general sense, election results, question mark. Also, does this mean doom for Trump? Is he a lame duck now? What about the GOP's future and the midterms? I know that's plenty, but I know you'll run with it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you just opened that door wide open there, Bob. So we'll just go with it. On the election results from last night, is this the canary in the coal mine? Yes, if you let it be the canary in the coal mine. And I say that because we know that Virginia was trending left. Look no further than their crazy school boards that allow and in some cases even encourage men and boys and women sports and girls locker rooms. They have been shifting left for a while, ever since Glenn Youngkin got elected. New Jersey has traditionally always been a blue state, and there was a lot of excitement that maybe it could be turning purple. The polling was definitely off in that. And, of course, New York, let's be real, New York has always been a blue state. So are we shocked by the results? No. But what it does show is that there is a glaring disparity in the structural mechanisms, the whole grassroots movement and the entire infrastructure of the two parties. People on the left have really galvanized their infrastructure around anything anti-Trump, whereas on the right, we put everything into being America first, let's go Trump, and we forgot about everything else down ballot. And look no further than what happened last night in Gainesville, where you've got 14%, when it's all said and done, about 14.3% of eligible voters in Gainesville that just made the decision that we want everyone to pay higher utility bills. We want GRU to keep racking up more debt and just running roughshod over all the citizens of Gainesville. And that is honestly the fault of a lack of getting out the vote and honestly us not focusing on local, city, county, and statewide elections. That is a fault of the Republican Party at large. I'm not pointing fingers at any particular group or anything, just saying as an entire group, we need to do much, much better in building out the infrastructure and then deploying it.
And then I guess a question would be, what What will the role be of Trump in all this? Now, clearly, you know, he spoke out on behalf of some of the candidates, even putting his endorsement behind Cuomo, which was a bit of a shock for some people. But I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I guess we understand it. But moving forward toward the midterms, you know, you're saying you got to get the vote out. If Trump is not on the ballot, and even he said this, if Trump is not on the ballot, you're going to have less turnout. Can Trump himself have an impact on voter turnout?
Absolutely. I think, and he will. I mean, without a doubt. You know, they continue to raise a lot of money. There's billions of dollars that have been, you know, banked and are in the wings waiting to be deployed, because Trump is very serious about making sure that we keep the House and the Senate in these midterms. And of course, we all know that you're looking at somewhere in the ballpark during a presidential of 80%, 70 to 80% of people coming out and voting. That gets much lower in a midterm. You're looking, you know, less than 50% in some cases. And so we have to make sure that we're making the case that if you like what Trump is doing, you did half the job in 2024. You have to get out and complete the job and complete the mission by giving him his additional 2 years, because you don't want him to be a lame duck president. And so for everyone who says, oh, I loved what Doge was doing, great. You got to get out and vote in the midterms. You got to drag everyone, you know, out to do the same. If you like the lower taxes, if you like having the government get out of the way, if you actually like the America First policies that he's pushing for and these transformations of these entrenched systems that have basically drug our country to this breaking point of $38 trillion in debt, then you need to get out and vote. But we've got to build the infrastructure to really get these folks off the sidelines. And one thing that is very, very frustrating to me is we know the persuadable groups that are in here, right? We know that it is women. It is millennial women in particular that are the most persuadable independent voters that are the ones that are going to make the difference. And, you know, I've been screaming this to high heaven for the last year. And while we're making some progress, we're not making enough. And so we have to make sure that we're not just getting our folks out to vote, but we're going after the people that are persuadable that will make the difference in these races.
And apparently that's exactly the same group that really went big time for Zohran Mamdani in this election last night.
Yeah, there's an interesting trend of in particular white women making over $100,000 who have nannies for their kids, who live on the Upper East Side or the Upper West Side, who, you know, wanted to get that dopamine hit of saying, "Ooh, I did something nice," and voted for a dyed-in-the-wool communist. And they probably won't feel so great when the city becomes an unlivable hellscape. With crime through the roof, with unbearable living conditions of high grocery prices. I mean, for God's sakes, the man wants city-run grocery stores. Look no further than the failures of the post office as to why the government should not be running basic services. That, to me, is absolutely wild. But again, people are voting with their heart, not with their head. And he touched on a very raw nerve of you know, making people feel guilty and making people feel guilty for success. And, you know, it was always the victimhood mentality he was tapping into. So he was either in one way speaking to people who always feel like they're a victim, right? And for the first time, they feel like they're being seen in what he's selling. And then to the other group, that he wants people to feel guilty for their success or their station in life. And that is really what it comes down to, is that core of hitting that nerve, that pulling at the heartstrings. And realistically, people aren't voting with their heads when they're going to the polling booth, because we would all be Republicans if they were.
Right. Last question. Is New York going to be the new London?
Mm-hmm. I think we're almost there. If New Yorkers continue to go down this path, yes. And wow. I am very, very fearful for our friends and fellow Americans in New York. And it just breaks my heart that 24 years after we witnessed 9/11, it's clear that many did, in fact, forget.
Yeah, Great point. We'll leave it there. Congresswoman Kat Kamik, always a pleasure. We will talk to you soon.
I appreciate it, fellas. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.